Given unto them. And God said, praise God, even, praise God, when I had dispersed you, even when you went out among the other nations, still, amen, praise God, you would not honor my name. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But God is letting Israel know, I need you to witness, amen, to the world. How many know, praise God, when God saved you, he means for you to witness to the world. You ought to give him the praise this morning. When he delivered you, he meant for you to witness to the world that your God is a savior, your God is a deliverer. All that God is able to do, we are to witness that he's able to do it. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But God tells Israel, praise God, I have chosen you. Amen. You are my people, but you have not honored my name. Can you say amen? Now the heathen, praise God, they want to act like they don't want to honor me because they see you're not honoring my name. Can you say amen? But I'm going to sanctify you. Hallelujah. I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to turn you around. Can you say amen? Can your neighbor, God can handle his people. Amen. Praise God. In front, amen, of these heathen. Can you say amen? That my name might be glorified. That my name might be lifted up. And I want you to know, it ain't about you. I'm not doing it because of you. I'm doing it because of my name. I cannot allow my name to be dishonored. Oh, you ought to give him praise today. Hallelujah, we're not doing what they ought to do. Amen, praise God. And Eli would not, amen, forcibly correct them. Hallelujah, praise God. They allowed the Ark of the Covenant, amen, to be captured by the Philistines. Can you say amen? The Philistines said when they were doing battle, amen, because when the Ark of the Covenant came into the battle, Israel let out a shout. Can you say amen? They were rejoicing because of the symbol of God in their midst. Tell your neighbor, you need more than the symbol. Can you say amen? It ain't about that cross that you wear on your neck. It ain't about that Bible you carry in your hand. Can you say amen? But you gotta have real relationship with God. That if I don't have no cross, I still have relationship. Can you say amen? If you take the book, amen, his word has been hid in my heart, amen, that I might not sin against him, I still will have a reason to give him the glory and to give him the praise. So the Philistines, when they heard that, hallelujah, the ark, amen, had come into, amen, praise God, the battle, they knew what God had done. Amen, praise God. They did not know God because they identified gods, but there was only one God. Can you say amen? But in their mind, they identified gods, and they said, these are the gods. Can you say amen? That amen brought this nation out of Egypt, and we know what happened to Egypt. Can you say amen? These are the gods that brought these people across the Red Sea. They knew what God had done for his people. So the Philistines said to each other, quit you like men. Amen. They determined to fight. Can you say amen? And they did fight. And amen, praise God. And many thousands of Israel fell because the Philistines had determined to fight. And amen, praise God. They rejoiced in victory. and they gave the credit to their victory, amen, to their God, Dagon. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. It's wrong to believe that because, amen, you have won a battle against one of the people of God, that you've won a battle against God. I'll tell you, amen. Amen. You cannot defeat God. Can you say amen? You can't overcome him. And so, praise God, they had in their mentality, hallelujah, that because we have defeated the Israelites, our God is greater than the God of Israel. Can you say amen? And they brought, amen, praise God, the Ark of the Covenant, amen, praise God, in before Dagon. Can you say amen? But the next morning, when they looked, hallelujah, Dagon was thrown down on his face. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, everybody got to worship. Everybody got to recognize that our God is God alone. Can you say amen? They didn't get the message. Can you say amen? They went back the next morning after they sent him back up. Tell your neighbor, you can set him up as much as you want. It don't make no difference. Amen. It ain't but one that is excellent. Only one name that is above every other name. Only one name that is to be glorified. Hallelujah. Praise God. They went back. Hallelujah. The next morning. Hallelujah. Not only was Dagon thrown down, but he was truncated. Hallelujah. Amen. Head cut off. Arms cut off. Legs cut off. The only thing laying there was a trunk. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor. Hallelujah. Nobody knows more than our God. No arm is stronger than the arm of our God. Nobody can stand. Hallelujah. Like our God can stand. Can you say amen? He does what he does so that we might recognize, hallelujah, that his name, hallelujah, alone is excellent. And the promises, amen, that God makes, he connects it to his name. Tell your neighbor there is power in the name of Jesus. So God wants us to realize that every promise I give you in the word of God, amen, my name stands behind it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you lay hold on the promise of God, you lay hold on the name that is above every name. It will bring you through your storm. It will enlighten your darkness. No wonder, amen, we are told that whatever we do in word or in deed, tell your neighbor, I gotta have the name with my word. I gotta have the name with my deed. My word and my deed on its own don't mean nothing. But when God put his name on it, everything changes. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, when God's name is glorified, hallelujah, amen, demons gotta move. When God's name is glorified, your circumstances gotta step back out of your way. Hallelujah. Praise his name when again. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, all you gotta do is say in the name. You don't need to rehearse in your mind what you need to say, because there's power enough in the name of God, amen, to bring deliverance wherever you are. Somebody say Jesus. Say Jesus. Hallelujah. If it ain't well in your body, you can put your hand on your body and you can say, Jesus. Can you say amen? If it ain't well in your mind, you can put your hand on your head and you can call out, Jesus. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the name will not go down. The name of God is exalted. The name of God is lifted up. It is a strong tower. If you are among the redeemed, you got a place where you can run and the enemy can't pull you out of that place. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, stay where you are. Call on the name. Let God move in your behalf. He can bring down high places. In my life now, tell your neighbor, it was a name, hallelujah, that is so sweet, hallelujah. I get joy when I think about, hallelujah, He does my behalf, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, Gabriel brought the revelation, he told Mary, hallelujah, forth a child, and they will call his name Jesus, for he will save. Tell your neighbor, if you've been delivered from anything, hallelujah, the reason you got out was because of the name of the Lord. The reason you made it was because of the name. Look like to extend this power. Can you say amen? Amen to every knee. Can you say amen? He's able to extend his power to every tongue. Can you say amen? The day will come when the world will acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. But they're going to do it because of the power of his name. They will be made to bow. They will be made to recognize. They will be made to realize that the name of Jesus is a name exalted all by hallelujah itself. But we have the privilege of your name. Hallelujah. In the passion is the suffering. Can you say amen? Of Christ. Can you say amen? That's good. Can you say amen? But you need to look a little deeper. Can you say amen? Look beyond the bruising. Look beyond the stripes. Can you say amen? Look beyond the blood coming from the head. Look beyond the bloody. Amen, Messiah. Amen. Not just stripes, but see how much he loved you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God never intended for us to focus on stripes. He wanted you to focus on his love. Can you say amen? You were not worthy. I was not worthy. But yet, he loved us beyond our ability to understand how deep that love was. But it took him up on a hill called Golgotha. Yeah, it did. What did it? Love did it. Can you say amen? It laid him out on the cross. Can you say amen? Know this, that he was God. Amen. All the time. And no man could take his life away from him. Can you say amen? Put up your sword, Peter. Don't you know all I got to call is a legion of angels. They'll be here to defend me in a minute. Can you say amen? No worry. You ain't got to fight my battle. Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to fight God's battle. How much he loved us, how much he cared for us, how much he was willing to sacrifice in our behalf. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Not while you were doing good, but while you were sinning. Can you say amen? But God know how to wash you. He know how to cleanse you. Was a die that you could not get out. Can you say amen? Once it was died's calling, it could never be removed. A stain that would never be, can you say amen? Eradicated. But I hear Jesus say, can you say amen? Come out of me. Can you say amen? Oh, yeah. Yes, God. The Lord have mercy. Unremovable, tainted and stained forever. Can you say amen? Somebody ought to call out his name. Amen. We've already been told
Jesus
to use this name.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It is. Amen. Praise God. Given to the people of God.
Yes.
Because they recognize the power of their God.
Amen.
When God says no weapon to Israel, can you say
amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. When he lets them know, amen. Praise God. That I don't care what they try. What they form against you,
yes,
it will not prosper.
Yes.
Amen. Can you say
amen? Amen?
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Amen.
Praise God. Tell your neighbor, amen. Praise God. It doesn't matter. Amen. What the plan of the enemy is. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God's plan is greater.
Amen.
Praise God. It doesn't matter how many devices he has. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He still says to us, amen. Praise God. He doesn't say to us what he said to Israel. Of course, we can take that because we are, amen, in the family. But what he says to the New Testament church is greater.
All right.
Is he? That is in you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Preach,
Lord.
Preach, Lord.
That is in the world.
Yes.
Can you say
amen? Amen.
Tell your neighbor, Jesus said, I got the greater.
Amen. He said, I got the greater.
And so when the devil telling you, no, you can't, you can travel the devil.
Yes, I can.
Because I've got the greater. I got the greater in me.
The greater.
Amen. That's praise right. God. And Jesus. It doesn't matter what you do. I'm still above. I don't care what you do. You can't put me under your feet. I don't care what you do. Even if I have shortcomings, amen. I stand on the righteousness of God. You can't put me under your feet. Greater. How in the world can, amen, the lesser, amen, defeat the greater?
Tell your neighbor.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How in the world can the lesser be more?
No way.
Than God. The
all right.
It can't happen. Can you say
amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Eve misunderstood because the enemy tried to sell her the idea. Amen. Praise God. Was something more than what God has given you.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, ain't no more than what God has given you.
No more.
Amen. Praise God, because He's given you everything.
Amen.
Can you say it? Everything you need for life. Amen. He's given you. Peter said, exceeding great and precious promises are given unto us, that by these we might be partakers of a divine nature. Tell your neighbor, the nature of God is that He lives eternally. Tell your neighbor, He is an everlasting God.
Everlasting.
He's a God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Never fails, and He never comes short of His promises. And when we take part of that nature,
amen,
it means that we are victorious.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world can I be laying on the sick bed, pain in my body, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and God is saying, you're more than a conqueror.
Yes.
He ain't taking His word back.
No. Nope.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So life is more than this body.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, life is more than this body.
Life is more than this body.
Amen. Praise God. If you have hope in this life only, then you're going to be really miserable. Can you say amen?
Because
this body going to show you some stuff. Can you say
amen?
I ain't built for eternity.
That's right.
I barely make it 200. Can you say amen? And you can pump it and prime it and push it and all of that and nurture it and all of that, and it's still going to die on you.
Yes.
Can you
and say amen.
Amen.
But what God gives you, amen, praise God, is more than that. Amen, praise God. Life comes from God.
Yes.
And it comes through the name of Jesus. Jesus.
All right now.
So let us be careful, amen, praise God, to exhibit to the world, amen, praise God, our knowledge of our God. I know his name.
Yes.
We know his name.
Amen.
By his name we are redeemed. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. And so then, praise God, amen, understand who you are, that you bear witness and record, amen, of who Jesus is.
Yes.
He transformed your life. He brought you out of darkness. He brought you into a marvelous life. He allowed you to represent him in the earth. He gave you power on the inside that is greater than the power of the enemy.
Jesus.
Amen, praise God. And what is the victory that overcomes our faith? We trust God.
Yes.
We believe God.
Yes.
And we know God will never fail us.
Never.
All glory, all honor, all praise should go to the name of our God. It should be, amen, that we magnify him, amen, praise God, without even having to think about it.
Jesus.
Amen, praise God, that we're able to reach out to him in a moment.
All right.
When we are threatened, Jesus.
Yes.
When we are hurt,
Jesus.
Glory.
When we can't see our way,
Jesus.
Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And as it already been said, there is power in his name.
Yes, it is.
It will deliver from sin.
Ah, Jesus.
It can deliver from sickness.
Yes.
It can deliver from anything.
Ah, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And understand, amen, praise God, what the Philistines had to learn. Amen, praise God. And just because I'm short in my body, doesn't make my God short.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Just because, amen, praise God, I missed the mark, it doesn't change who God is.
No.
Amen.
You say amen.
Amen.
They rejoice because they thought they had conquered not only the people of God, but the God of the people. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And tell your neighbor, the God of this people
will
never be conquered.
Never. Never.
His name alone remains and stands all by itself.
My Jesus.
Just look at your neighbor and say, his name
alone
is excellent.
Is excellent.
We live for the honor